Right, with most people having discarded their mask now that the rules are almost completely over, lots of them have ended up as landfill or litter. But the country's largest mask manufacturer is offering customers a way to recycle them into fence posts. Yep, fence posts. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi went to find out more.
They were our must-have accessory for the last 2.5 years of our life. But what happens to masks now they're barely needed anymore? The majority of the ones made in New Zealand are made of polypropylene plastic that gets sent offshore or to landfills. Now one of the country's largest mask manufacturers, Mio, is trying to change that.
So we launched an initiative to invite members of the public and our customers to send their used face masks back to us, and we then group everything together and send this off to our partner, who then, you know, they'll recycle that properly.
Director Kenneth Leong says they're taking any brand of used mask and plan to ramp it up to take them from schools, hospitals and businesses.
Hopefully we'll see a snowball effect. We'll have other companies come on board and larger retailers, larger shopping centres come on board and provide collection points for people to dispose of these masks in, properly, and then have them recycled.
That all happens here in Waiuku at Future Posts. They've been recycling plastics destined for landfill and turning them into fence posts for the last 4 years. They recycle just under 300 tonnes of plastic a month. Last year, they added masks to the list.
I see a hell of a problem. And I saw these floating around the countryside, as most people do, and I thought, I wonder if we can use them in our mix.
Director Jerome Wenslick explains the process from mask to post.
We then chip it up into tiny little bits, mix it together into a recipe, depending on the type of plastic. Pretty much we melt the plastic, so we heat it up to around 220 degrees, and that gets forced into a mould, the shape of a post, be it round or square or in between.
Once the fence posts have been made, they're perfectly safe for all uses, from benches to gardens. The posts are used worldwide for different projects, mostly in farming. They're getting 5 to 6 tonnes a month of masks, but with two factories on the way in Blenheim and Fielding, they've got capacity for 3 times that.
We leave them for at least a month, just so if there is anything in there, it's gone. These ones here are brand new ones that I think they expired, so they're pretty clean. But yeah, the used ones we use a bit more protection.
All of the recycling is done without any support from council or the government, something both companies would like to see change. General Manager of Waste Solutions at Auckland Council, Parul Sood, says it's not that simple when it comes to recycling masks on a larger scale.
It's not easy for us to collect them through any of our systems, so it'll have to be places where people visit. And then, if you're wearing a mask, would you take it off right then? Or would you collect it at home and then bring it to a drop-off? So it's not an easy one to manage.
Instead, she suggests people should try for reusable masks. And if that's not possible, dispose of them properly.
There is definitely a decent amount that's gone into landfills. The bigger impact I think masks would have is as litter. What ends up on our streets, what ends up in our waterways. Let's try and use products that actually can be reusable rather than disposable. So I think keeping in line with that, because recycling is not always the answer.
These piles of boxes and bags full of disposable masks in Waiuku are proof the problem still stands.